Let's begin with a word of prayer today. Thank you, Lord, for this chance to open your precious word. We pray for every listener, for those driving through this community, maybe listening in. We think of those in nursing homes, those at their workplaces, those in their homes. We pray for everyone that hears the word and ask for your guidance for this radio ministry in Christ's name. Amen. Hello and welcome. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. We're thankful that you're with us in this Bible study program, and today we find ourselves moving to chapter 5 of 1 Timothy, and we'd like to look at the first couple of verses, and we see then in verse 3 to 16 it moves on to a different subject, which is widows. But the first two verses, we see Paul talking to Timothy, and it says, "Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity." Now we see here in this little two verses that when it says rebuke not an elder, a couple of things from the outset. We see verse 17 when it says, "Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor." Now that is speaking of the oversight when it says, "Let the elders." Now, that's speaking of the shepherds, the plural word there in verse 17. But when we see the singular word here, rebuke not an elder, it's in the context of older individuals, not speaking of the oversight of a local assembly, but individuals. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. The word rebuke means to not sharply rebuke. We can think of a few thoughts along the line here. Basically, in these two verses, it's talking about respect. We see here the different areas, the different age groups, if you will, of those older men, older women, younger women, and younger men. Today, we have lost much of this. We don't have the respect one to another as few generations ago, and some people may yet hold to this, but we see a great lack of respect. If we saw this within the local assembly of respect one for another, then it would probably cease a lot of disagreements and tension among people if there was this respect that Paul was encouraging Timothy to hold to. When it says, rebuke not an elder, let's think a little bit here. Rebuking not an older man. It's not meaning that you agree with everything. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be correct about everything, but respect them and listen to what they might have to say. We think of the book of Job, chapter 32, over there where for chapters and chapters and chapters, this man Job, who was suffering, had three so-called friends that came, and they were basically rebuking Job and trying to come to the bottom of why Job was suffering. Then there was this younger man that was listening along the way, Elihu. And this man Elihu, he made note that he was a younger man, so he had been listening for however long this was. We see in the book there, it was probably 20-some chapters, and he listened, and he said he gave heed because they were older men. Yet then he said that his belly was bursting to speak out, for he did not agree with these men. But out of respect to older men, he yielded for a long time and let them speak and let them say forth what they had to say. Then we see that Elihu spoke and spoke words of wisdom. And after he spoke for five chapters, we see then the conversation goes between Job and the Lord. And we see a tremendous story there in that lengthy book of Job. Tremendous, tremendous study there. But the point being this is Elihu yielded to the older brethren, gave them opportunity to speak, and speak quite lengthy even. And then he said what he had upon his heart. But the point here that we'd like to bring it back into context in 1 Timothy 5, rebuke not an elder. We need to be respectful to those that are older and treat him as a father, Paul was telling Timothy. Now, just in context of these two verses, if we were to turn to Titus 2, 1 John 2, we see the different areas of ages, of spiritual maturity and things of this nature. If you turn to these parallel passages, and you can draw some good encouragement from those. But for time's sake, we'd like to move on. That was 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 to 14, and Titus 2, the first 8 verses. But when we think of Timothy here, being encouraged by this older man in the faith, one that called him a son in the faith, Paul, encouraging Timothy. You know, it says in the book of Acts that Paul heard of this man Timothy that he was well reported of, and he was willing to take Timothy along with him. Now, we also see that there's much mentioned in Proverbs when we speak of older men of their wisdom, that the glory of a young man is his strength, but the glory of an older man is his gray hair, speaking of being older, and we trust wisdom. Much of the time it does bring, we see wisdom with older men. So we see here, secondly, and the younger men as brethren. We should address younger men as brethren, not looking down upon them or acting in any superior way. We see in chapter 4, verse 12, just a few verses ago, we saw where it says, let no man despise thy youth. So the younger men should be addressed as brethren. Treat them on the same level among the body of Christ. Maybe they may not have the wisdom, but we're encouraged not to treat them in an inferior way. We're all brethren in Christ, we that are saved. Then it goes on to speak of the mothers. Mothers should be older women treated as mothers with respect. You know, today, how often do you see common courtesy, people willing to even open a door as we see maybe an older gentleman or older lady coming, older woman, open the door, just common courtesy. Today, there's such a lack in that. But in the body of Christ, we should hold to what people would say is old-fashioned. We see the Word of God encourages us to be, if you want to say old-fashioned, but we say respectful. Treat older women as mothers. Then finally, sisters. It says treat them. Timothy was being encouraged to treat them as sisters, the younger women, with all purity. Now we think here that in action and in thought need to be treated in such a manner. Of course, we would not think of doing anything. We pray that any young man would not think of doing anything that would be contrary to treating a young lady with purity. Yet also the very thoughts. It says, flee from the very appearance of evil, the scripture says. We need to guard against the thoughts and actions of treating any young woman in the faith with anything other than with a pure action and pure motive. So here we've seen today Timothy being exhorted by Paul to treat the older men, as address them as fathers, and the young men as brethren, and the elder women as mothers, and the young sisters, young women as sisters with all purity. Now this brings us to the portion from verse 13 to 16 on widows and how to address the widows in the local assembly. We see honor widows that are widows indeed, verse 3. But if any widow have children or nephews, we could read that as grandchildren or younger relatives, let them learn first to show piety at home and requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day, but she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth, and these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an unbeliever or an infidel. Verse 9, it goes on, let not a widow be taken into number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of good works, if she had brought up children, if she had lodged strangers, if she had washed the saints' feet, if she relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. But the younger widows refuse. For when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation or judgment, because they have cast off their first faith, and withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also in busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. For some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. So here we see a unique situation, speaking of widows. In today's situation, society in America is rather unique because with Social Security and welfare and things of this nature, we've noticed how very few people are actually totally desolate. Now, we know that this can come about, and we see where many times it might be a situation where the local assembly should show kindness and help one that may be on even a part-time basis, but a lot of times today people have some type of support. But of course, back in the first century here, this was not the case. And even just a few decades ago, we think of how 2 and 3 generations of people would live together and take care of their older family members because of the situation at hand. There was really no support for anyone that, unless their family themselves would help them, or the local assembly. But today we see it in our society, at least at this point, there is usually some type of support. Not saying that's what we ought to depend on, but that's what we have. But here we see it speaks of those that should be at least 60 years old and have lived a godly life if the local assembly should take them in as far as supporting them. The reason for this is if they've not been godly in their actions, it says, they may turn aside and bring reproach upon the name of the Lord. For example, if they're a younger widow, and then the local assembly were to support them, it's very possible they could turn around and desire to marry again and marry even an unbeliever. And we'd see there it would bring rather confusion and things and reproach upon the local assembly in the name of the Lord. So we see the exhortation that Paul gives to Timothy is, let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, which is 60, and if she's been well reported of, if she's, as it gives a list of things here, that if she has led a godly life. And we know that as well, the encouragement here in verse 14, it tells the younger ones that instead of becoming idle, they need to take care of their children. It says that they would not give occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. You know, we think of most people with common decency would take care of their children. But, you know, many people need to be encouraged to do so. We see here that one could go house to house and be busybodies and not taking care of the business at hand and being godly widows. So here the exhortation is that the younger widows be refused for they might turn around and turn against the things that they've been taught. So we see here true widows, widows indeed, we should faithfully look to encourage. Of course, in Galatians 6:10, it says this, As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. So we, of course, would not say we would refuse Christian attitude and Christian compassion and love towards anyone, but it does exhort us that we are to be careful about those that are, as it says here, younger widows, that we wouldn't totally go and support them in such a way to where it might bring reproach in the future. So we need to be wise in how we encourage one, even in their difficulties. Paul made it clear that someone who does not provide for their own family is worse than an unbeliever or an infidel. We know that even unbelievers generally will take care of their parents. Yet today we see such a tremendous move toward not even doing this among the believers. It's so easy, and I know many times people need to be in a situation where they need care, constant medical care around them. But it's so easy today when people are not even in poor health, really, to just send them to a place to where others can take care of them. And again, there are different situations at hand, and I realize that. But we see here that we should take care of our own. So we would finally look at the verse 16 that says, if any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, then it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Widows indeed are those that have no relatives that can take care of them. So let's be encouraged as those in a local assembly that if there are true widows indeed, those without relatives willing and able to help, let us be looking out for them and encouraging them along. Thank you for joining us today. Join us tomorrow, the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry at 1 o'clock.